$1,000 even.
Save more than $11,000 off dealer retail.
A Ram 1500 quad cab
can be yours
for just $24,000
even.
Save over $10,000 off normal dealer retail.
Or get 0% APR for 60 months.
Plus,
$1,000 Ally bonus on either truck.
Reno Dodge is a proud sponsor of the Reno Host Lions Club Golf Tournament.
On Saturday, July 23rd, noon at the Washoe Golf Course.
To benefit Lions Club charities and Lions in sight.
Win a new Dodge Challenger.
$20,000
Or a new set of clubs.
For one of three holes in one.
Tickets and full details.
And Reno Dodge.
See you Saturday, July 23rd.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
All financing OAC, taxes, stock fees not included. Prices after all rebates and factory incentives. Sample stock numbers 21512, 211198, 211898. 0% APR in lieu of rebates. Vehicles subject to prior sale.
You can save money on the things you buy, from an oil change to a pizza pie at 10RenoCoupons.com. And you can even win $10,000. Just go to the web and sign on up.
No purchase necessary. Must be at least 18 to enter. Void where prohibited by law. See site for rules. 10RenoCoupons.com.
1270 The Buzz, an equal opportunity employer, seeks the help of local community organizations in referring qualified job candidates to this station and distributing information about job vacancies. Interested community organizations that wish to receive job vacancy notification should contact our human resource manager at 829-1964. 829-1964. That's 829-1964. Extension 203.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview on this beautiful Saturday. Hi to JP, my co-host here. I put your picture on my website. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Hey, it's a good picture.
I don't like pictures of myself.
Well, if you're curious to what JP looks like, because you got that nice, soft,
in my
sexy
mind,
voice.
I think I look like Brad Pitt. And then I see the picture and, who the hell is that?
Really? You think you look like Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Boy, we have a delusional J.P. Travis here today. No, you're a good-looking guy. You can
hey,
go to my
hey, Sean.
Sean. He has
Why is Sean
too.
Talking so much today? What's up with
because
that?
Because he just wants to get in on it. I told him he
was
could.
Right about the Teletubby thing.
Amy, how do you know that? How
there
can
was
you
a
be
big
sure?
issue about gay Teletubbies.
Now, look, do they prefer anything sexually? Teletubbies are not sexual. They're children's little animated.
They had a little bit of a scandal where one of them seemed to be gay. And the blue one.
What, they found his thumb up his butt or something? I mean, how do they figure that out?
Oh.
So anyway, I want to mention my website here.
Okay.
Lady J's Stream, and that's with a Z, LadyJayz. Stream.com. You can see JP right there, and all of our shows are rebroadcast there every week in case you miss one. You can always download it. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about your blog coming up, too.
Okay.
But right now, Mary Bennett from Bruca Theater, I just got a call from her, and she had a family, death in the family. So she's not going to be able to come in. I'm bummed out because Mary, she's just fabulous. She's just an awesome girl. And very funny, and what an actress. And she's the big cheese over there at Bruca, and they keep the productions going on over there. Hey, you said you'd been to the Bruca before.
Yeah.
With their little couches.
It was a few years
and
ago.
And all of the bottoms of the couches were flat and burnt out. But now they've got some new seats.
Someone told me they got new furniture in there, so
well,
it's more
artists,
comfortable.
Artists love to suffer for a performance. I mean, that's what that whole Bruca thing is about.
It was suffering. A good performance. I don't remember anything about it. I tell you the truth. But I remember enjoying myself.
You remember enjoying yourself, yeah. Hot and throbbing Greek month it is over there. We're just talking about getting into the gay thing from hot and throbbing Greek month. It is. Oedipus the King and the Medea Project. That's playing there this month, 8 o'clock show. They've got a matinee, too, on the 17th. That's Monday, 2 p.m. They got Talk Back with the Company. Toga Bohemia, that'll be fun, Sunday, July 24th, 8 p.m. And then they've got the Hot and Throbbing Greek Party, Saturday, July 30th. That'll be at 9 p.m. You've got to have the Hot and Throbbing late. So 9 o'clock for that. So much fun. Bruca Theater, right down there on Virginia Street. It's a blast to go, and you'll be also helping with the local theater because it's important to support our local theater. Bruca Original Plays, they've got a reading series coming up. Adoption, three different Greek plays they've got going on there.
I should write a play.
Why?
I could write it about my experiences.
Well, you just could be a comedian. Radio. You could be. Oh, yeah. Is it going to be a comedy?
I think so.
You're worrying me. Brucka Theater Performing Arts Summer Camp 2 going on. You can still get in on that. Go to their website, BruckaTheater.com. Ages 8 to 16, if you have some kids who are wanting to get in to be an actor or an actress. It's a fun thing to do. I mean, they do it all for you. Four intern positions available, too, for ages 16 to 20, so they can learn, and it helps make money for the Brucka. That's July 25th through August 6th. Doors open at 9:30. So participants will be absorbed in acting tools, scene work, script creation. This is a fun camp for kids who want to be in the performing arts. They'll be performing fairy tales, public performances in August. It's wonderful. It's a very special and unique opportunity to work with artists from Brucka Theater. So get a hold of Mary over there and get your kids signed up. They will absolutely love it. That's going on August 6th through August 6th, July 25th. Brucka Theater. And don't forget to enjoy the month of hot, throbbing Greek performances. Mm. Okay, well, where can we go from there? Oh, speaking of hot and throbbing, guess who's in the news again?
Who?
Rodney King.
Oh, man.
Can't
Are you
we
kidding
just
me?
All get along?
Yep. What did he do now?
Well, you remember back. Let's just set it up. Los Angeles. Rodney King. Videotaped beating by police. Ultimately led to the 1992 Los Angeles riots. He was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence on Tuesday. But nobody beat him up.
Isn't that why he ran back in 1992? I mean, seriously. Isn't that what he thought he was inebriated, so he was trying to get away from
I
the
never
cops?
Heard that. Oh. I never heard that. Did you come up with that, or did
no,
you read
I'm,
it somewhere?
I'm thinking that's what happened.
No.
Why was he running then?
Because a cop was chasing him.
You know, that's
Would
pretty
be
much
running?
Good enough reason right there.
That's
isn't
a good
it?
Enough reason, I'll tell you.
I don't know why he's chasing me, but I'm getting the heck
that's
out
right,
of
here. That's right, I'm gone. He was behind the wheel of a 1994 Mitsubishi. And he was pulled over in Moreno Valley in Southern California, Riverside County, that is. City Police Department reported. Officer saw King, who has acknowledged a longstanding drinking problem. He committed several traffic violations under the influence. Now, come on. Are you asking to be beat up again or what? What's going on here? Yeah, so he's back in
and
there.
The officer looked at his license and his name and said, oh, my God.
Not you again.
Is it really you?
Yeah, he was on parole for robbery at the time of the beating, even, and has had several run-ins with the law
for years. His name is in the news every couple of years.
He served a 90-day jail term in 1996 for a hit and run involving his wife. She was even sick of beating him up. Pled guilty in 2004 to reckless driving and driving under the influence of a controlled substance. Wonder what that was. Hmm. Then in March, he was cited for driving without a license after being pulled over in Arcadia. So Rodney King, back in the news, getting no sympathy from me this time. That was a horrific thing, though. I mean, every time I saw it, I just gasp. Like it's carrying it a little too far.
A lot of police departments ended up changing their methodology.
Because of that. But then there was just...
They were trained. If somebody didn't cooperate, to hit him with the stick and hit him with the stick. And now a lot of people have...
It's resisting arrest.
A lot of departments have kind of changed their methodology.
Well, in San Francisco, if you don't, they just shoot you.
And those tasers really...
Yeah.
Those tasers kind of take the
fight
out of
people. Well, you remember that happened a couple years ago now. Where he thought he was pulling out his taser, and he pulled out his gun. And
oh, yeah, that was a subway cop somewhere.
Yeah.
Where was that?
Yeah, that was in San Francisco.
No, I think Oakland. I think it was Oakland.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. A lot of stuff breaks out in Oakland, I'll tell you that. It was a BART police. That's right. It was in the BART. Yeah.
What's
you remember
the BART?
That, Sean?
What's the BART?
That's the subway over there. That's the system.
BART?
You never been to San Francisco? Not Bert and Ernie. I'm not talking back to the gay people, the gay little critters.
he got off, didn't he, that officer?
Yeah, he did get off, yeah. Didn't he, Sean? I mean, he was reprimanded, and he was put on leave with pay. But
isn't that called a vacation? I mean, whenever they do that with teachers or any public official, he's on leave without pay, I think. Well, that's like a reward.
On leave with pay.
I mean, with pay, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that incredible? What about the two cops in New York, though? The two cops, let me see, how long ago was it now? It was just a few months ago. I really wanted to do something on it, and I don't know how time got away from me. The kid, he was running, he was a suspect, young kid, committing burglary. There's a difference. And the cops were chasing him, hit him, He flew over the cop car, and when he hit the ground, they started beating the H out of him. I was so disturbed by that.
Was this on film? Is that how you know?
Yes, it was on film. It was across YouTube.
They really got to stop watching what they're doing, because everybody has a cell phone now.
I know it. Everybody's turning everybody in.
That's a big issue right now, because the police keeps telling people, you can't film me, you can't film me, it's against the law, and
but
it's never against the law.
And especially if you're on your own property.
Never let an officer tell you that, because it is not against the law to film somebody.
They will come over and snatch your camera.
They can do that, but then they're in trouble again, because they're not allowed to say that. It's not against the law. It's been taken to court so many times.
So here's the thing to do. If you're going to film them, have your neighbor film you while you're filming them so that they know that you...
It's not going to work. The officers are going to find that a lot of these cameras and iPhones and stuff live stream right up to a website. You can't even take the camera and stop it.
Oh, that's right, because you'd just be downloading it or uploading it right now.
There you are
doing
on the
it.
Web, taking away the camera. You know, yeah. It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. It's crazy stuff anyway. I mean, what do you think the world is coming to? I mean, we're trying to be transparent, but we're all maniacs.
Yeah, I think we just have to get used to the fact that everybody knows everything.
But there's too much
crazy
stuff.
Kind of goes back to that Murdoch thing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You can't hide anything.
Well, he hid for a long, long time. But now you can't.
No.
You can't hide anything anymore. I'm checking you out right now on this.
With all the traffic cams and all the cameras on all the buildings and everybody walking around with a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's on camera now.
Yeah.